Well, they didn't. Usually date young as they do now.
Start pretty young.
Well, they was pretty well guarded, but you know, after that, we didn't go very far, you know, just in local communities is about the only
track. What kind of things did young people do?
Well, a lot of it, when they would gather at each other's homes, you know, and just have, sometimes they'd sing and sometimes have games, and at times they'd have what they'd call pound suppers. Everybody'd take in a pound of some kind of food, you know, and it'd be all placed on the table together. And then the young people would get partners, they'd call it, the boys and girls, you know, and eat together. And then they'd play games.
What kind of games?
Well, a lot of times it's just kind of quiz games or something, you know, just to, for fun, just to kind of catch you in some kind of unthoughted words or something. And then, what were some of those barn dates is one thing they do.
What was it?
It was kind of like the barn dates you see now.
I've never been to one.
I've never been. I think I see them on television sometimes. They call them barn dates.
Is this like square dancing?
Yeah, kind of like square dancing.
Was there someone in the community usually who played some instruments? Yeah. Is that what they did?
Yes, they do that. One that have those parties, they'd call it.
I was wondering about, was there anything associated with getting engaged? Did they have a party for...
No.
Was there rings exchanged or anything like that?
Well, no, there wasn't any. Sometimes there were rings exchanged. A lot of times there were.
And then the wedding itself, what were weddings like? I mean,
you never had any weddings like the weddings they have these days. I don't want to think about it, you.
There wasn't very many church weddings back then. Most of them just got married at home or somewhere
else.
Maybe they'd be married at the home, but they didn't make any special occasions of it like they do now.
It wasn't a big party. No. Were they married by a preacher or by a...
Sometimes a preacher, sometimes it'd be the...
Square.
Excuse me?
She didn't understand.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, lots of them just got a squire just a piece to marry, but some had preachers.
And they just had the ceremony and that was it.
Uh-huh. Did people ever... Sometimes people haze people to get married, you know?
What?
Did they ever tease people right after they got married? Sometimes.
Oh,
they
yeah. You might tell them something about the way they do serenade, they'd call it.
What's that?
I never went to one. He has.
What's a serenade?
They go and take their guns and shoot out of the house.
Just make noise and
yeah.
Tease people? Were they just any people? Did you serenade people, any special people, or just everybody that got married?
They didn't serenade everybody, but it just depended on the people, whether they wanted to or not.
They were like for friends?
Yeah.
You serenade
It'd
your
be
friends,
friends you know, and people that were they were acquainted with.
I see. Okay, I think that's about all. I was wondering about
that's about all of that, okay.
Yeah. The other thing I was thinking about is, I really don't know anything about the way different animals are raised. I'd like to know, for instance, how you go about raising sheep or hogs or cows. I don't know if that's very interesting for you. I'm sorry to have to.
Sheep, we had sheep way back yonder.